WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Sienna Cruz, back with another dose of dopamine hacking. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone, scrolling through endless feeds? You know that feeling when you start mindlessly checking your Instagram or TikTok, only to realize hours have vanished? We've all been there. It's like a siren song, pulling us in with the promise of connection and entertainment, but often leaving us feeling drained, anxious, and maybe even a little empty. But guess what? You have the power to outsmart the scroll. Today, we're diving deep into how to manage social media for a more positive and productive life. We're not talking about deleting your accounts or becoming a total digital hermit, although if that works for you, go for it. This is about reclaiming your time, energy, and mental space so you can use social media intentionally and on your terms. Ready to level up your relationship with the digital world? Let's get into it. 5 key takeaways to outsmart the scroll. 1. Awareness is your superpower. Before we can hack our way to a healthier social media experience, we need to be aware of how it's actually impacting us. Pay attention to your emotions and energy levels after scrolling. Do you feel more relaxed or agitated? More inspired or envious? Honestly, ask yourself, is this serving me? 2. Ditch the comparison trap. Social media often presents a curated highlight reel, think perfect vacations, effortless meals, and picture perfect lives. Remember, it's not real life. Comparing yourself to others can be seriously damaging to your self-esteem and motivation. Instead of scrolling through envy, use those moments to appreciate your own unique journey and celebrate the small wins in your life. You are doing amazing things. 3. Curate your feed with intention. Think of your social media feeds like a garden. You wouldn't let weeds run rampant, right? So why allow negativity or content that doesn't serve you to clutter up your digital space? Unfollow accounts that make you feel bad and seek out those that inspire, educate, or simply bring you joy. It's all about quality over quantity. 4. Set boundaries like a boss. Treat social media like any other commitment. It deserves boundaries. Decide on specific times to check your feeds and stick to them. Put your phone away during meals, conversations, and activities that truly matter. Remember, life happens outside the screen. 5. Embrace digital detox moments. Just like a good workout or a relaxing bath, we all need occasional digital detox breaks to recharge and reconnect with ourselves. Try setting aside a few hours each week or even a whole day to unplug completely. Read a book, go for a walk, spend time with loved ones, anything that allows you to truly disconnect and be present in the moment. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through your feed and suddenly realize you've been sucked into an hour-long rabbit hole of cat videos or political arguments. Yeah, I'm talking about those brain drain moments. But imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to tackle the day. You check social media intentionally, engaging with content that inspires and informs you. You spend your time connecting with loved ones, pursuing your passions, and making real-world progress. That's the power of dopamine hacking. Let's say Sarah is feeling overwhelmed by her social media use. She's constantly comparing herself to others, scrolling for hours on end, and feeling anxious and exhausted. By applying these key takeaways, Sarah can start to reclaim her time and energy. She unfollows accounts that trigger negative emotions, sets boundaries around her screen time, and schedules regular digital detox moments. Soon, she's feeling more balanced, confident, and in control of her digital life. Remember, you are the CEO of your own life, and social media is just one tool in your toolkit. Don't let it dictate your mood or hijack your precious time. By following these tips, you can start to outsmart the scroll and reclaim your brain. It's not about becoming a social media hermit, it's about using technology intentionally and creating a more positive and productive life for yourself. Are you ready to level up your relationship with the digital world? Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little social media sanity check. And leave a review if you found these tips helpful. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamines and crushing it in real life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.